诸位菩萨，没什么声音了。诸位菩萨，那可以听到吗
？Can you hear all right？
我们这样讲会不会太慢了？
Are we moving too slow？
也是赶快把它讲完哦。
We need to hurry up and finish it.
是可以要讲完之前就可以把它讲完了哈。
If we really want to speed up, we can actually finish everything today.
哦，这个里面的东西蛮丰富的，那讲开来的就是众生的心跟外在的现象的相互关系啊。
But we actually have to take our time because the text is very rich. But to boil it down, the bottom line is this whole verse is talking about the relationship between our mind and all the external phenomena.
那、我们的心性，产生种种的功能，那从种种的功能当中再来分它比较细的一些功能，譬如说像我们今天要讲三明八节十力啊，还有七真啊，这就是心的功能啊。
So basically, our mind has the ability to give rise to all sorts of functions. And amidst of all these myriads of functions, then we further categorize them into finer categories. So for instance, today we are going to talk about concepts such as the three insights, the eight kinds of liberations, and the ten powers and the seven treasures, and these are all considered functions of the mind.
三明就是宿命明，还有天眼明，还有漏尽明。那十力里面其实也有三明哦，就是这个还包括三明在里面。那三明这三明，其实就在讲因果啊。
So the three insights are the insight of outflows or extinctions of contamination, the insight of having heavenly eyes, and also the power to know one's past lives. And in actuality, the ten powers also include these three insights.And basically, the three insights is talking about the concept of cause and effect.
比如说我们今天怎么变成这个样子啊？我们说有肥有胖，有什么有聪明，有愚笨，有健康，那有可能体弱多病啊。就我们人有种种的不同啊，那它其实可以从宿命名啊来看到说，你过去造什么业，说今天变成人了。那人当中，我们说人当中又有满业哈，一个是隐业跟满业，就是你这一生变成人啊，就是隐业啊。那人的当中，有各个不同，那个叫做满业啊。
业力
的业，对。
隐跟满。
对，满就是说隐，就是说你六道当中隐到哪一道去，然后你到人道以后，那每个人的长相啊、命运都不同，那个是满业。
满足的
满。满就是对。
fulfill。
对对。
So the insight into the past lives and this whole concept of knowing the cause and effect is to help us understand why we are the way we are today. People have all sorts of different physical shapes and also different kind of endowments. Some are smart, more intelligent, and some are not so, or some are better well off and some are not. And so there are all sorts of people. And this is related to our past lives. we can look into it and understand what leads us to where we are today. And within that, there's the karma, the consequences of induction versus fulfillment. So the inductive one is to lead us into one of the six realms. And as to the exact condition of us being born into a human body, that would be categorized as the karma of the fulfilling karma.
那这一个主要是因为我们每个的心哦，都含摄众生所有的众生的种种的因缘果报哦，就我们每个人的心中，就是我的心含摄所有的众生的心，包括众生的过去的业力到未来的种种的。
The reason why we can cultivate these three insights is because our mind already encompasses all the karmic consequences and all the minds of all sentient beings, and that's why we're able to know.
在那个楞严经里面有讲到，就是你破掉想印以后，然后你去你的心去言任何一个众生，那众生的无量劫的。的那个过去式就会跑出来，当然再往未来看，众生的无量劫的生生死死也会跑出来啊。那过去的叫宿命明，未来的叫就是什么？天眼明。
In the sutra, it talks about how once we are able to break free from the thought skanda, then whenever you look at the person in front of you or a sentient being in front of you, all this person's past and future will actually just surface and you're able to see into their lives. And so they are just labeled differently. If you are able to see people's past lives, then it means it's the insight of seeing past lives. It's supernatural power of seeing past lives. And to be able to see into the future, we call it the heavenly eyes.
那我们现在可能我们在平常有些人做梦哦，或是可能透过催眠，可能比如说可以催眠哦，你前一世啊，或是过去哪一世是什么什么。或者说将来要发生的，那通常这一些，都是比较就是点到为止，不能像流水账的。比如说我这样去看你，然后就从你现在这一生一直往前推，就像流水账的哈，前一世、前二世、前三世可以这样子毫无遗漏的把它看出来，而且未来世也是毫无遗漏的看出来。现在我们催眠有时候说哎呀不说你是清朝的人，那哪一世不晓得啊，那结果看了84世我们就觉得很厉害了啊，他们是无量世啊。
So these days, some people do it through dreaming or undergo hypnotism to try to glimpse into their past lives. But by even through hypnotism, all you are able to see are limited points. You're merely skimming the surface, it's not as having someone with these three insights who's able to see the entirety of your past lives as well as your future lives. Innumerable past lives and innumerable future lives can be looked at by these people who have the three insights. But through hypnotism, you will already consider someone who is quite skillful if they're able to go back and tell you your past 80 lives. But it's really nothing compared to having the three insights.
我曾经看到有个菩萨，他去打气哈，那很精进，因为他看到他们那一梯的哈，前面打气的人，他说都是龙族来参加的哈，然后以前打瞌睡了，这一次也是照打瞌睡哈，那打妄想，这一次也是打妄想，就是。进步不大，不过都有来打气啊。
So once in one of the retreats, someone who was really diligent, and this person was able to see people's past lives, and this person actually noted that everyone at the retreat were in the past lives they were dragons. And back then, those who doze off continue to doze off in this lifetime, and those who had a lot of wandering thoughts continue to have wandering thoughts. The improvement is rather limited, but at least they all continue to come to attend the retreat.
那也许我们今天在这边来听的，搞不好也就是过去是就是大家也是一伙的哈。那听得懂就是听不懂，听不懂还是听不懂。
And most likely, those of us who are here present today will probably belong to the same group in the past. And those of us who understand will continue to understand. And those who didn't quite understand may still feel a little confused at this time.
我就是说过去的，过去的，然后到未来的。那假设你把，通常我们就是过去的，你再往过去推。你通常你会讲说那是我，那讲未来推，你会认为是我哦。那像这样子的话，那一个就不叫做什么，我们叫做什么落金明，就是说你往过去推，那个东西是现象，那不是你曾经是什么？好像曾经是你，可是那不是你。假如你能够看出来，那只是你什么留下来的影像呢？是。我们叫做波浪啊，不是海水啊，这一个是真是什么？是一个现象，不是一个真心。假如你能够看出来，那不再把它当成我的模式去运作，那么我们慢慢的就会产生叫做肉尽明。
Meanwhile, even though you have the ability to see through past lives and future lives, if you continue to consider all your past lives and future lives as me, that means you really still don't have the insight of stopping the outflow or the insight of extinguishing all contaminations. It's the third insight. So you need to be able to understand that all your past lives, even though you have a remaining residual image or some sort of impression of it, all your past lives and all your future lives, these are merely phenomenon. They are not the true self. It's not the mind. So you need to cultivate this insight, and by doing so, you will eventually achieve the insight of extinguishing all contaminations, the third insight.
那如果是，比如你把，你知道心脏妈妈不是你啊，那现在也不是你在听，也不是在我在讲啊。假设你有这样子的，也不只是这样的观念啊，还有必须这样的一个体验啊，就是说你在这边，从现象面来讲，有你在听啊，有我在讲，那从你的真心来讲的话，就是什么？就是全部都是，都是你心中的现象啊，或者全部都是你的真心的什么的显现。假设你能够这样子的话，那这样一直下去的话，那你就会体验到就落尽明，就是什么？我们就是可以什么超越什么三界的生死。那这就是如果能完全的彻底的超越的话，我们叫落尽明啊，不是落尽同，是落尽明。
So we need to understand that all the past lives and future lives are just like waves on the ocean. They're just waves. They are not the ocean. So, just like the example that we have been talking about, the mother in your mind is not your real mom.Having this, it's not merely enough for you to understand the concept, but you need to have experiential understanding. You need to actually experience it to know that there isn't a me that's giving the talk right now, and there isn't a you that's sitting there attending to the talk. These are merely phenomenon. So from the worldly perspective, these are phenomenon, but in actuality, they are all manifestations of the true mind. So to understand it like this, gradually you will be able to acquire the insight of extinguishing contaminations or terminating outflows.
所以假设你从种种的现象，包括你自己的身心现象，然后他人的身心现象，还有外在的这些什么生理现象、心理现象、物质现象，这些现象跟你的心，然后你去彻底的能够清楚这些现象，就是你的心的什么，你真心的一种功能或者显现，那你知道怎么操作，你不会去执取它，怎么操作你会执取它，完全能够不执取，那你那个落见明就出来了。事实上就是心本来就有这种功能，心，我们的心其实都不会去执取任何现象的，是我们自己去执取它，就变成好像有一个可以能执起的我，那被执起的一个外境，那就我们说就叫轮回啊。
And by having that insight, you will then transcend the realms of life and birth. And so, the mind itself naturally it does not grasp onto any concept. So we need to penetrate this understanding and experience it to know. By penetrating all sorts of phenomena, whether it's internal or external physiological phenomenon, psychological phenomena, or materialistic phenomena, we need to penetrate it and understand that these are merely all functions or manifestations of the true mind.
那八解就是八解脱，大概就是八解脱，大概就是我们一般说有四禅八定哈，四禅八定，再加一个四禅八定就是有八种哈，八种可能你前面的初禅、二禅、三禅你把它拿掉一个，那后面的四空定再加上一个什么，加上一个那一个灭受想净定啊，灭受想净定啊，这一个。这本来就是定，但是呢，你就是在这个初禅、二禅，透过这些禅定，或者你不去执取这些种种的现象，那从这些现象当中解脱，他们叫做八解脱。
And the eight aspects of liberation is, you can relate that to the four dhyanas and the eight samadhis.And amidst of all these, basically to liberate, you need to not grasp onto any of these phenomena or state.
如果是从定来讲，就是说你进入定以后，然后你在定当中，然后你不去执起定的，不去执起定境，像师父讲就是说什么，你在定当中，然后比如说你身心合一或是内外合一，那你不去执取，通常我们的心我们必须要安住在定当中，那以这一个内外合一为我，可是你现在就把它放掉，再就说也没有离开这样的定，可是你并不是抓住一个定境，那这个就可以解脱。
So in other words, the eight liberations, usually when we enter samadhis, in the state of samadhi, to liberate from them is not grasping onto any of these state of samadhi. So Shifu has said this in the past, when we are in samadhi, whether you experience the state of the body and the mind has become one, or the internal state, external state has become one and totality, thenEven in that kind of state, you are not trying to grasp onto it. You are still in that state of samadhi, of concentration, yet you are not grasping onto any particular, you're not grasping onto them. Then by doing so, that's what it means to have the aspect of liberation.
通常南禅有一种修法，就是说你先进入 啊，怎么初禅、二禅、三禅，那再从四禅推出来，推到三禅、二禅、一禅，那推到意界定，那再从意界定里面去观察，就是这些种种的现象，就是只有什么名跟色啊，没有其他东西，没有我在里面。那接下来就是所有的东西你都什么都不执取，那慢慢的就会进入什么？进入解脱。然后再从解脱当中，当你有解脱的体验以后，再根据你的定境啊，你进入初禅。这时候它不是初禅，它是解脱的，就是八解脱。它并不是住在定当中，但是就是住于定，但是就是在定当中不住于定，所以它那一个是跟慧相应的什么相应的定。
In the Theravada tradition, there's this practice where you first attain these states of dhyana, samadhi, first going through first, second, third stage until the fourth stage. By the time you reach the fourth stage, then you go backward and re-enter the samadhi of the worldly realm. You re-enter that state. And then By that time, you realize that the only thing that's left is names and forms and nothing else. And even within names and forms, there's no self. And so by having this understanding, you re-enter the first and second and third state of samadhi again. But by this time, it's no longer just state of samadhi, you have actually attained levels of liberation because you are no longer grasping onto any particular state of samadhi. The state of samadhi, in fact, has already integrated with wisdom.
它这个就相当于有默照，就是默照你不去触任何东西，那以心不停留在任何现象上，然后如果能够这样继续一直，我们叫做放舍，到最后，像我们禅宗讲说，你的什么，如果你话头就会什么虚空魂碎哦，还有什么大地落成，那末照的话，放舍到最后，就是什么，在他们讲说秋天的什么一片宁静啊，当中无一物啊。那它那个关键点就是放舍，包括那一个话头也是一样，透过反问以后，然后放舍你这种你的心的一种执取。
Similarly, in the method of silent illumination, you are not grasping onto one phenomenon and not abiding or not dwell on any particular phenomenon, ultimately reaching the state that you are able to just let go and enunciate. So there's a way of describing it is you enter a state of tranquility, acquiescence in the autumn and not grasping onto any particular state. Similarly, when you are in that state can also be achieved through hua tou, and using the method of hua tou, they talk about how the vast empty space is shattered into pieces. So similarly, you go through the process of reflecting and investigating, asking yourself, and eventually learning to let go of any grasping.
那讲那么多呢，那从禅宗的这种就体跟用或者性跟相，它就是你有能所的运作模式，那你把它就是你学会入流往所，就一直入流往所，就是你的心不要去停留在任何现象上，你能够这样一直做，你也不用管它什么。我是初禅、二禅、三禅，全部不管，那自然而然的，有一天你可能就体验到我们的心是什么，就是这个体验到不生不灭这颗心，那再从这个 不生不灭的心，然后再回到现象界里面，那就看到所有的现象界，是只不过新的一种什么显现。那从这些当中，从就是不生不灭的心去看这些现象，跟你心的关系，还有跟现象它相互的这现象时空当中的关系，就变成我们像刚才讲说什么三明六通。
So basically, we have talked about all these different routes, but the essence of it is truly to understand the relationship between essence and function. So trying to operate with a non-dualistic mind and non-abide, no abiding on any one particular phenomenon. You don't have to worry whether you are in the first state of samadhi or second state. It doesn't really matter. You just continue to transform your mind and operate, not grasping onto any particular phenomenon. And day in and day out, one day you will experience the state of non-arising and non-perishing. And by then, you will be able to see through all phenomenon and see how the phenomenons are all just manifestations or functions of the mind. From this state of non-arising and non-succession, then you use that mind to examine, investigate time and space and all the myriads of phenomena in the world, and reach another level of understanding, which would be what exactly that's described here, the three insights and eight liberations.
当你自己就是你自己，我们讲说开悟了啊，接下来你要去度众生，那你就必须要有能力去，比如说知道众生的根基啊，那怎么样？透过你自己证悟的经验，然后帮助众生，从他的这样的一个目前的状态，把他什么引导，让他解脱。那这一部分，就等于相当于就是佛的那个实力，就是他可以看到众生是什么根基的啊，那跟我有没有缘？那我应该讲什么，那他可以听得懂？就是说，你一看到，就这个人，这生再怎么修，就是什么，就是连出国都不会达到的啊。那这个人，可能你给他帮一下子，可能他就有什么正式国啊。那禅宗也是一样啊，那些祖师在度人，也会根据你的什么，跟你的根基，那给你适当的引导啊。
So once you have attained the state of liberation, then you have to come around and help all sentient beings. And by then, you will look into and try to understand their roots and what kind of foundation they have. And then using your own experience of attaining enlightenment, attaining liberation, then you reach out and try to help them. And this is when the ten powers comes into play. To have the ten powers, you will be able to detect who has affinity with you and also detect what kind of understanding they have and what is it that you can say to help them understand the pivotal point. This is exactly what the Buddha and the patriarchs have done, that they look into using their insight to look into your predisposition and whether you're ready or not, and to figure out what is the thing they can say to help transcend you.
譬如说我们在禅期的时候有那个打香板，有没有？这样一棒打下去，然后你就进入某一种状态啊。那个一棒打下去，你起嗔心啊。那当然，在以前这个像临济禅师，他们有时候打下去啊。他有时候是什么，这一棒是在什么试验你的根基的深浅啊。那他们也都分得很多，就是说这一棒是什么，是赏棒啊，是华棒，就是赏就是说表示不错啊，那黄就是处罚的。可是他不会讲，他完全是用心跟心的一个什么，透过这个棒的这个棒的一个喝啊，哎呀打下去的当中，心跟心的一种什么交流啊，但是里面就 就刚才就是等于是佛陀的讲的，就是说我借着这样棒打下去以后，引导建立你开悟或是什么，把你往上提升，只是没有讲得那么清楚。
So during retreat, we have this practice of using the incense board to whack or hit the retreatant, and sometimes with one whack, you will enter a different state of practice. Or sometimes with the whack, you actually give rise to anger. So according to the Lingji school, there are actually just that one whack of the incense board can mean many, many different things. Sometimes they use this to test your level. Sometimes it's a rewarding whack, means good job. Another times it could be a slightly reprimanding kind of whack. But all of this is done without any speech or verbal exchange. It's merely during that one whack, it's an exchange of the mind to test each other's state. Similarly, with Buddha or with these great patriarchs, just by this one whack, there are many different levels and different meanings that can be communicated within this simple gesture.
譬如说，师父曾经在哪一本书，哎，好像是用扇捕蚁的样子，就是 John Kruk 写了一本书，用扇子捕捉蚁毛啊。那里面我记得好像有提到，就是有一个西方众，他还跟师父小禅，因为他曾经有一种悟境哦。那师父说，哎，其实说我从你走进来，我就看到了哦，你是怎么状态？也就是说，禅师是可以看到你的心啊，你现前这颗心有没有在抓起种种的现象？如果你的眼睛就什么到处什么飘来飘去的，大概没什么希望了。
There was a example story in John Crook's book Catching the Feather with a Fan, and in there's a he recorded a story in there where a retreatant came to request interview with Shifu, and because this retreatant believed he or she had some sort of enlightening experience. And Shifu said, I was able to tell the state that you are in when you first enter the room, as soon as you enter the room. So actually, the kind of state the person is in can be easily detected by someone who's well cultivated. So if your eyes are darting left and right, looking everywhere, it probably means that your state is not so high.
也就是说，你的心，如果你的心一直处在一种不动的状态，那你这个心不停留在任何地方，那又清清楚楚的，也没有说刻意我要透过眼睛、耳朵去看、去听，但是它还是可以有那种功能，就众生的心，等于是它是呈现在你的心中，有点类似像你的电脑，那能够去进入别人的什么，别人的电脑当中，那就是他的心处在那种状态，那只要他碰到任何一个现象，虽然就是众生的心，他就可以感知到其他众生的心是不是也在动，只要不动的话，你就可以感知到说他的心是在怎么样的操作方法啊，操作的模式。
So if you are in the state of non-moving, yet having the ability to, at the same time, without trying to use your eyes to walk, to look, or use your ears to listen, without trying that, your mind in the state of non-moving already has the ability to be vividly and clearly aware of all phenomena. So for people who are in that kind of state,it's like a computer has the ability to know other computers. So if you're in that state, whichever phenomenon that comes across or a sentient being comes across, they will be able to tell the state of their mind or the way the mind functions.
如果你的心的就是说比对方的更安定啊。 更明朗，那其他人的心你就比较粗的，你就可以感知到，就是说对方的心是一个浮动的状态，还是一个定的状态，还是他是处在一种不注意任何境界的状态。另外你也可以感知到说，这个人你一看他就知道说你跟他有没有缘啊？如果有缘的话，我可能知道他，他会听；如果没有缘的话，你怎么讲他做什么，都听不进去的。
So if you are in, if your mind is already in a more settled state and more lucid state, then whoever that you come across, you will be able to decipher some of their more coarse thoughts. Or even you will be able to know whether the person is in the state of samadhi or concentration or in the state of non-dwelling, not abiding in any phenomenon.
所以在这个在度化众生就必须要就是你自己的心处在一种应该讲说你最好是解脱的状态，那你解脱你自己心不动，那你就能够清楚到其他人的心是什么状态，那能够接引他。那这个在我们的这叫什么实力啊？实力就是有三样是，就三明啊。实力里面就是佛有十种力量啊，其中有一样三明，其他就是他知道众生的根基是怎么样，过众生是什么样的一个果报，还有知道他什么样的禅定啊。加起来总共十种，你也大概也很难记起来啊。你要记起来也可以啊，你去看书的书。那就是说，你的心在度化众生的时候，那你需要知道众生跟你的缘分是什么，还知道众生是属于他是现在是什么样的一个根基。我讲是讲他是学大圣华的，或是学什么小圣华的。那像南传的话，会讲说这个人是贪心比较重的根气，还是嗔心比较重的根气，也就是在度化众生的时候，你需要去了解众生的根气，然后给予适当的什么指导。
And also, when you are in that settled state and clear state, you will also be able to detect whether that person and you share any sort of affinity, and whether whatever you say will actually be understood by the other person. So this is what happens when you reach a state of enlightenment. Once you have that experience and in the state of when your mind is not moving and in that settled state, then the functions of the three insights and ten powers will naturally manifest. And the purpose of that is to help other sentient beings. For Buddhas and great masters, for us to be able to reach out, we need to understand what kind of predisposition that sentient being has, and by what kind of means or what kind of things that we can say to be able to reach that person. So in the so once having that sort of insight or the ten powers and the three insights, you will be able to tell whether this person is more suitable for the Mahayana practice or Theravada practice. And in the Theravada schools of thought, they can also even look into whether this person is has more greed or anger or whatnot, and to find a best way to reach out to help liberate that person.
那我们现在我们的心当然没有像那解脱者那么厉害啊，但是我们平常跟人家接触的时候，其实你也可以感受到啊，这个人跟你就是什么很有缘啊，一见如故，你讲什么他都认同啊。那有一些人就是专门跟你捣蛋的哈，你讲什么他都跟你反弹的。那有一些人是什么，刚开始很好，有段时间叫什么就不好了，那就是什么烟跟亲什么一半一半的哈。
So even though we don't have the kind of, we're not at the level of Buddhas and patriarchs, But I'm sure you have this experience where in your daily life, there are people that you just see eye to eye with. Whatever you say, that person will agree with you. That shows that you have a lot of good affinities in the past. Or there are people who, whatever you say, they are out to get you and not to disagree with you. Or there are even people whom in the beginning you may have a really, really warm relationship, but then halfway through it, somehow the relationship just soured, and that just shows that in the past, the kind of relationship you have is probably a mixture of good affinities as well as some hatred and anger.
那我们可以就是依照这些道理，那你跟不同人的接触了，本来是什么，就是。没有办法接受他，现在你改变一下，就是什么包容他，是不是啊？那这样的话，没有像祖师那么厉害，那至少你跟他的缘也就是改变了。那你也借着你不同的对象来什么，我们说来提升自己了啊，从有我的什么这一个抗拒啊排斥，变成什么有我的包容。那假设你。听了这么多以后，知道就是什么要包容，然后没有包容的我，什么没有被包容的他，这就是迈向无我了啊。那也可以透过这样的，在碰到任何一个对象，都用你自己，自己理解的，那可以操作的，然后跟什么，借着跟众生互动当中，然后你什么。来内的话是解脱，外的话是什么？我们叫做结缘，就是如果是最高的，就是内是什么智慧，外是什么慈悲。那对我们来讲，就是内往内就是减少烦恼啊，不管是贪嗔的烦恼，还是有我转成无我的烦恼。那对外，你就什么就跟众生，如果你能够懂无我，那就跟他结无我的缘了。啊、如果本来是就是冤亲债主来相逢，那我们就什么接着这样互动受报，然后来什么就是来还报啦。
So even though we're not at the state of Buddha and the patriarchs, but at least after all these Buddha Dharma that we have listened to and learned, we can learn to be understanding and try to empathize with that person. And at least we can change ourselves, and we can, through our interactions with sentient beings, and use that as a way to transcend ourselves, to improve ourselves. So we can start from the state of feeling uncomfortable, and we want to push back, and we're fighting back. From that initial state, then we can move on to the state of empathy and the state of being understanding, and try to just let the person be. And then from that point on, we can further move on to the state of operating with a non-dualistic mind. There isn't a me that's trying to empathize. There isn't a subject, an object for me to empathize. And there isn't the phenomenon of empathizing. So to reach that, the third understanding. So at any given point in time, we can use whatever concept that we are able to understand and that we are able to achieve to try to improve and reach a higher level of liberation. Internally, we can call it liberation, and externally, when we're dealing with people and phenomenon, then it's called creating affinities. In another word, internally, we are cultivating wisdom, and externally, we are practicing compassion. So at least internally, we can lower our vexations. And externally, if you're able to create affinities without a dualistic mind, then that's great, do so. But if you're not able to do that, at least you will be able to accept the conditions and learn to deal with and resolve past negative karma and repay whatever you owe.
那你们可以用一个比较我们比较简单的，比如说这个人骂我，那你现在就改为这个无印哈、 骂什么？骂无印啊、哦、啊！那你们现在就是，本来是你在听我在讲，变成无印在听无印啊、哦！但是至少把它记起来啊、哦，也有就是嘴巴里念的也有帮助啊、哦。那在更高个层次就是心听心，不一定是无印，就心。你们心在听心，心在骂心，这样子啊。那吃饭也可以啊。吃饭我曾经看到有人说，你是心吃心呢，还是你在吃饭？他们是心吃心。
So there's an easier technique that you can use. In the future, if someone is yelling at you or saying bad things about you, instead of thinking, ah, that person is saying bad things about me.You can start thinking, five skanda is scolding five skanda. You can do that with when you are being slandered, or you can, when you're listening to the talk, you can say the same thing. It's the five skanda that's listening to the, instead of you saying, I am listening to you, it's the five skanda listening to the five skandas. In the first stage, even if you're not able to fully comprehend it, it will be helpful to at least recite it, almost like a mantra as a reminder. This is the way we should be thinking. So it's really the mind that's listening to the mind that's yelling at the mind. And even with eating lunch or eating food, it's the mind that's eating the mind. That's the higher state of understanding.
那等一下你可以讲说等于无印要去下去吃饭了啊，不是无印要去吃饭了，那吃完以后无印要回家了啊。
So later on, you can try to practice this. When the lunch bell rings, you can say, oh, the five skanda is going downstairs to eat. And when it's time to go home, you say, the five skanda is now going home.
那算不算骗自己？不是哦，啊，你不要以为是骗自己啊。
Is this a way of, do you think it's trying to fool yourself? It's not.
就是我们就是说，诶，我有这样的一个层次，还有接下来是心，哈，心，其实应该讲是说，一个是无因的现象，一个是不动的真心，任何一个时间点都是什么，就是无因的，真心里面有无因的现象，可到最后是就是无因的现象跟真心是没办法分，说哪一个是无因，哪个是真心。
So this is a method of practice, and the bottom line is it's a relationship between five skanda and the mind. At the earlier stage, we can say the five separate between five skandhas and the mind, and the mind contains five skandhas. But at a later stage, then you gradually understand that the five skanda and the mind are inseparable.
那来到比较具体一点的，就是你现前的那一个我们叫做攀岩心，这个心一直在不同的对象里面在抓在取舍的这个心，另一个就是你把现象界当成我们叫做任物为己啊，把现象当成自己的，你从这两个下手。就是攀岩心，你知道你现在你是在攀岩，就我们的心基本上就是在一直在不同的对象里面什么，就是跑来跑去的。另外就是我们在我们的心去接触对象的时候，会把对象当成我或当成人。大概在我们的每个当下，我们会发觉，其实我们都会这样的操作。那你先有这种观念，那接下来你也可以问问他，这个是不是我吗？啊，这是物还是被哦，还是某某人，还是被我看到的对象
？So there are two points where you can enter and practice. One is that our mind has a tendency to grasp onto all sorts of phenomena. So we're constantly grasping and running from one phenomenon to another phenomenon. And the second aspect the mind tend to erroneously do is that we would perceive different phenomena and objects as a self. So this is just the way the mind operates at any given point in time. So the way we practice is try to reverse that, and we can ask, is this the true mind, or is this just an object that's being perceived by the mind, and investigate that.
大概是每次来他们都听到这一些嘛，哈，是不是？就是一直像录音机一直重播这样子。要不要来？要啊，因为你每天吃饭也是吃同样的东西啊，对不对？你每天都一直在重复在吃嘛。
So, isn't it so that every time you come here, basically, this is what I've been talking about. I keep repeating the loop, and just like a tape recorder, there isn't much new, anything new. But do you still have to come? Yes, you still have to come, because just like every day, don't you have to eat? And every day you eat basically the same thing, but you still continue to eat. So you have to continue to come and listen to this talk.
对，就是听久了，原先是不知道在讲什么，现在就慢慢有点懂了。那懂了以后，慢慢的就可能有一些观念，突然间就是什么，有时候碰到我的话，就是哎呀，你不是法师，你是什么？你是摄像，对不对啊？就耍耍嘴皮也不错，有些连嘴皮都不耍的啊。
So, So if you continue to come and continue to listen to this, it's still very helpful. And after a while, maybe then this will gradually permeate and seep into you. And sometimes when you come across, you bump into me, and then you will say, oh, you're not 法师, you are merely a form, a phenomenon. And you may think this is just some plain cheek and just just all talk, but it's okay. Some people, they don't even want to banter and use this as a reminder for themselves.
其实这样已经慢慢在改变你，在影响你了，对不对？其实它已经慢慢在，我们叫什么耳濡什么目染是吧？还软目染。
So even this level of understanding or reminder, it's already affecting you, influencing you.It's almost like being influenced through osmosis.
那假设你比较就是善根更好的话，你就朝向于我这些观念，我怎么样？这一个任何时间、任何地点都在用，那你就可以用像我们禅宗所讲的叫什么无念、无住、无相，其实跟这些观念是一样的啊。那你在每念当中，你就去实践。
So, if you have even better root, then you will start to think that how do I apply these concepts into my life? How do I use it at any given point in time? So basically, everything that we've talked about actually corresponds with some of the key points in the Chan school: no thought, no non-abiding, and no form or no phenomenon. They're related. They're exactly the same thing, actually.So they are meant to be used and practiced in daily life.
下面一个什么富有气真，然后看书的书好像他也不是很明确在讲什么，所以我们就跳过。
The next verse is, you will acquire the seven sublime treasure. And I read the Shifu's book, and it doesn't seem like he really knows what those are anyway, so we'll skip it.
其实那个气真不懂也没关系，实力不懂也没关系，只要这些什么心中的妈妈懂就好了。
It's okay if you don't know what the seven treasure is, and it's even okay if you don't know what the ten power is. First, it's hard to remember, and also, it doesn't really matter. As long as you understand the concept of the mother in your mind is not your mom.
好，我们往下谈呢，开点快车啊，入不二门后一圣离，妙中之妙即妙法身啊。
So we'll move on, and let's try to speed things up a little bit. The next two verses are, entering the gate of non-duality, you are rewarded with the principle of the one vehicle. The wonder of all wonders is the marvelous Dharma body.
就禅，应该是入不二法门，应该是维摩经所讲的啊，就是，好像有三十几位菩萨跟好像维摩诘，他们互相问的样子啊。 什么是不二法门啊？那大家都讲，譬如说什么，就是罪报以福报，是不二，或是我跟我所是不二，啊，那些菩萨是根据他们的体验，然后用这些名相来讲，那到最后是，就是文殊菩萨就是什么，就讲说语言文字什么，好像是不二，啊。但是最后是那个维摩诘，就是什么，他什么话都不讲，就是用他的什么，用他的体验来就是来表现出不二啊。
So, the source of this, this phrase "entering the gate of non-duality" came from the Sutra of Vimalakirti. And from that sutra, I think the story went, there were 32 or 20, 32, 33 bodhisattvas. Each of them tried to expound on what it means, what does non-duality means. And some of them said the self and the object is non-duality. And some, so there are 32, 33 of them. And toward the end of it, Manjushri Bodhisattva said there's no language. The language is non-duality. And at the very end, Vimalakirti actually didn't say anything and just remained silent as to manifest the concept of non-duality.
这里面这个不二，应该可以用波浪跟海水。波浪跟海水，它是一还是二？第一个就是海水跟波浪这两个像是什么，至少它两个像是不一样的，对不对？可是波浪的本质又是什么？又是海水，所以你说它是一不对，所以它不是一，你说它是二也不对，为什么？它本身就是海水，所以会用什么不一不二。
The concept of non-duality can best be illustrated by the analogy of the ocean and the waves. And here we often talk about it's not one and not two. How is that so? Is the wave and the ocean one or two? On the realm of phenomenon, they appear to be kind of two because there's the waves and there's the ocean. At the same time, the essence of the wave is made up of the ocean. So they are not really two either. So that's the way to illustrate what it means of non-duality. No one and not one and not two.
还有时候我们讲说你的心跟我的心是一还是二，你可以讲说不一也不二。
Similarly, your mind and my mind, are they one or two? It's the same, not one and not two.
我们那个心不是讲你那个有形的心，是你那个什么，就是不来不去、无形无相的，那没有能所能的心啊。你那个真心跟我的真心，他没办法划清什么，划清界限，所以我们讲说他不是二。可是你的真心跟我的真心，你在用的时候，是你在用，不是我在用，对不对？所以它是什么？刚才讲说不是二，那也不是一。
The mind that we're talking about, we're not talking about your physical heart, the one that's beat. We're not talking about the heart. It's the mind. The mind that there's no coming and no going and does not exhibit any particular form or phenomenon. That's the mind that we're talking about. So your mind and my mind is a one or two. Your mind and my mind, we can't really draw a line and say this is yours and that is mine. So based on that, we cannot call it two. At the same time, it's you that's using your mind and me that's have exhibiting some other functions of my mind. So based on that, the mind, your mind and my mind are not one either. So we say not one and not two.
还有你的心中的妈妈跟心中的爸爸是二还是一还是不一不二。
Also, the mother in your mind and the father in your mind, is it one or two or not one, not two?
那可能没有想过这件事。他们在讲那一个什么罪与福，其实就在讲什么，是把它摊开，就在讲现象跟心的关系。那你现在你心中一定会浮出种种的相，对不对？它浮出来，马上什么消失？浮出妈妈的相会消失，浮出爸爸的相会消失。那到底是一还是二？
So similarly, when they were talking about trying to describe non-duality, they were one pair that was brought up was blessings and transgressions. They're basically trying to describe this relationship between the mind and phenomenon. Your mind gives rise to all sorts of phenomena, the image of your mom and the phenomenon of your father. Is it one or two?
好，我们再举一个比较简单的啊，就是石粒沙把它摆成一个圆形的，跟摆成三角形的，它是二还是一？
石粒沙。
对。
那你说那个圆形跟那个三角形是一还是二？
就是没有，它把它摆成三角形的形状，跟摆成圆形的形状是一还是二？
So let's use another example. I have 10 grains of sand and I make it into a shape of a circle or a triangle. Is it one or two?
就是摆的位置不一样而已嘛，对不对？
It's just different positions that you place the sand.
对，其实我们的心念也是一样啊，这个是你的心念，其实它就是什么，就是心，然后不断的生命当中，那你去理清它哦，从相上，它是不一样的。可是从性来讲，那是都是一样的。
So that's the same as the mind. The mind keeps give rise to all sorts of phenomena, one after another. So from the level of phenomenon, they are different, they're separate. But from the level of essence, they are one and the same.
对我们来讲的话，就是你活出现在的妈妈，还有活出昨天的你的像，你会觉得是两个不一样，对不对？
Based on our own experience, when your mind give rise to the thought of your mom, and also then give rise to the thought of yourself, yesterday's self, to you, these are two separate things, right?
你会想到说，我想到是妈妈，一个是想到你自己，对不对？可是从妄想来讲的话，里面没有妈妈，也没有什么，也没有你，对不对
？So you're treated as that's my mom and that's me, but really from the perspective of one phenomenon and wandering thoughts, neither of them has a real object in it.
所以这里面就是没有你也没有你妈妈，那就是什么新的一个什么一个在这个时间点浮出的一个什么现象。
So there isn't you nor your mom inside these phenomena. These are just phenomena that's given rise and manifested at that particular point in time.
所以这个跟我们现前的经验就比较什么相应了。我都讲得太高，跟你的经验就是拉不上的。
This example may help you understand the concept a little bit better because it's related to our daily experience. If I use a higher analogy, maybe it would be too lofty and difficult to grasp.
所以你想吃冰淇淋跟想吃什么汉堡，一还是二？
So you wanting to eat ice cream versus you wanting to eat a hamburger, is this one or two?
钱是不一样的，但是就是妄念是一样的。
It costs different amount of money, but they're the same. They're wandering thoughts.
这个你都可以去那一个，从它的相跟它的本质去看它一还是二，来源都是一样的，可是它产生的相是不一样的。
These are all things that you can investigate by looking at the phenomena and your thoughts, and they appear to be different and distinct, yet the essence, the source of these phenomena is exactly the same.
或许你可以不要讲说一样不一样，至少你可以讲说，这都是我心中什么 都是从我心中浮出来的一个现象，这是共同的。还有这一个现象浮出来会消失，这是不是共同的？
So perhaps we don't even have to focus on what is the same or different. All we have to remember is these are all phenomena that arises from my mind. And because they arise, they will also perish. These are shared characteristics between all these phenomena.
那你把这些现象浮出来的现象当成我也是一个一个选择，看到当中没有我也是一个选择，那你把它当成我或是里面没有我，这两者都是什么？都是你的什么？是不是都是你的妄念？
So it's up to you entirely when one phenomenon arises whether you perceive that as self or a phenomenon arises and you perceive that, you understand that there's no self. It's entirely up to you. It's your decision. But you deciding whether there's a self in the phenomenon or there's no self in the phenomenon, these are still all wandering thoughts.
还有你心中的妈妈浮出来，然后你认为是妈妈，跟你心中的妈妈浮出来，你认为那不是，那没有妈妈，这两者碰得到吗？
So when your mind give rise to the thought of your mom, whether you think that it's your mom, take it as your real mom, or another phenomenon, when you think about your mom and you know that this is not my mom, can these phenomenons interact and touch each other?
可能大家还不知道在讲什么，就是心中的妈妈啊，是这样的像，对不对？那你认为这是我的妈妈，对不对？这第二念就是这是我的妈妈。那如果第二念说这不是我的妈妈，这个跟这个他们碰得到吗？碰不到啊，我们大家应该听过啊，就是后念是后念碰不到前念的，但是我们认为我们碰得到。
So let me try to explain this further. It may be a bit confusing. So your first thought is you think about your mom. And then your second thought is, that's my mom. Or your second thought can be, that's not my mom. Can the first thought and the second thought, either this or this, can they touch each other or can they interact with each other? Are they related to each other?
其实并没有碰到哦，上次好像来再转一下子哦，这一直重复哦。
So they don't touch each other. And let's repeat an example from last.
有没有这一个？有没有？就是一支笔而已，一点嘛，对不对？一支笔而已，对不对？可是它形成一个圆圈，对不对？这支笔能不能碰到刚刚那个圆圈？
So another example I used last time is this pen, and this pen can make.The form of a circle. Can the pen touch that circle?
你们仔细想，你看看哈，这上来就是你的心，这支笔就代表你的心，对不对？你心弧这边往这边转，对不对？转到第一格，我们假如说秒针好了，好吗？一千有什么六十秒嘛，对不对？我转到第一格的时候，刚刚前面那一格还在不在？不在了，对不对？那转到第二格的时候，第一格在不在？所以我第二刚刚的第一格能不能碰到第二格，都碰不到的。但是我们以为碰得到，你的前念后念也是这样子，你以为你碰得到，其实是什么？就是没有关系，你把它硬是什么，把它拉成有关系啊。
Let's try again. This circle, you can treat it as the second hand on the clock. So the second hand ticks like this. So when the hand moves from zero position to the first position, can the first position touch the zero position? They don't touch each other. Similarly, when it moves to the third position, can the third position touch the second position? They cannot touch each other. It's only our mind that we falsely believe that they are continuous or they are somehow related. But really, these are just separate phenomena of the mind, and the phenomena cannot touch each other.
所以你先前一念想刚刚那一念的时候，刚刚那一念已经消失了，它是碰不到的，它是同个东西，是从什么心念从什么第一格移到什么第二格，移到第二格的对这支笔的时候，第一格的那个笔已经什么消失了，那你因为你认为还可以，结果它会留下痕迹，我们就留下痕迹，然后就什么你后念跟前念什么就是一直相续，就是念念相续的，所以我们的心念会一直什么就是什么这个我们叫什么心有什么千千结，是什么你从来没有结，但是你自己就什么就是自己画一个圆圈，然后自己就躲在里面跑不出来了。
So, when the mind gives rise to the present thought, when you have this present thought, your last thought is already gone, and so your present thought, this present phenomenon that arises from your mind, cannot touch the previous phenomenon at all. All that's left from there is just some falsely perceived image or inkling, traces from the past, and we believe somehow these phenomena are related, and so thought after thought, we think they're related, and it just goes down the drain. So in Chinese, there's a saying that there are millions of knots in the mind. There's really no knots to begin with. They're not even related to each other. But because of our tendency to perceive there's a relationship between these phenomena, that gives rise to the false perspective of there are all these knots or false thoughts.
所以你看，你这支笔哈，哦，这支笔画一个圆圈，对不对？那笔跟圆圈是一还是二？
And the pen is now making a circle. The pen and the circle, are they one or two?
你说一也不对啊，因为一个圆圈还有一个笔啊，对不对？可是你说它二也不对，因为全部都是什么？都是笔产生的嘛，全部都是笔而已啊。
So it's not right to call them two because after all there is a phenomenon of the pen and the circle. But at the same time they are not one. They are not one either because they're all after all they are created by the pen.
所以用这样的方式，就是用像这样的，就是性跟现象，那你到最后就是什么？原来就是只有什么？一圣理就是一佛圣，一佛圣像就是你只有一个心啊，那心有种种的功能，我们这边叫什么叫真空妙有，后面有什么妙中之妙即妙法圣，就在讲真空妙有。
So continue to investigate this relationship between phenomena and the mind. Ultimately we understand the principle of the one vehicle that's stated in this verse here. The principle of one vehicle is that the bottom line is it's all just the mind, and the phenomena, the myriads of phenomena are all created by the mind. And understanding this, you attain the wonders of all wonders.
那我们讲说这一个真空妙有，就是什么都没有，无一物的真心啊，那产生种种的，我们叫森罗万象，那森罗万象叫做妙有啊。那这些妙，我们叫做妙，对不对？那个真空比那个妙还什么？还更妙，因为它是所有的妙里面的什么的一个前言，所以就是妙中之妙。
So this is related to a phrase that will be touched upon later, but it's also commonly used in Buddhism, true emptiness and wondrous existence. So the mind has the ability to give rise to all the myriads of phenomena and give rise to all these wondrous existence. But ultimately the mind is even more wondrous than all the phenomena that's created. So that's why it's called the wonder of all wonders.
这个妙哈，我看以前那个古字哈，它不是女字旁，它是甚少，就是甚至的甚，那旁边有个少， 就是很少很少叫妙啊，那就不知道怎么样被改为女字旁的妙啊，改变那个文人改了啊。
被谁改？
文人。
So I looked up the word wondrous in Chinese dictionary, and the etymology of the word in the past, the radical of the character wasn't a woman radical. It's actually another radical, and basically wondrous means very, very little, very, very few, very, very rare, and that's what it's called wondrous. And I don't know why the word was somehow changed down the history.
啊，没关系，就是啊，就是因为我们很多东西经过文人的笔以后，就全部就跟女人、黑道就有关系了。
Oftentimes, it's probably changed by some literati. And what happens is, oftentimes, when things are changed by literatis, then it becomes associated with women or with any other darker matters. I don't know.
有没有发觉我们很多禅宗的用语都被这些文人改为什么？都是什么？我们叫做什么？叫做不是一卦什么？一丝不挂，有没有？一丝不挂非常高的境界，就他以为没有穿衣服。
So just like a lot of the stock phrases that was originally used to describe states of attainment, there's one that's called not one thread is attached. Not one thread is attached. It's a four-character phrase in Chinese. And it used to describe a very high attainment for Chan, for enlightenment. But later on, when the term was adopted by literati, they actually used it to describe women not wearing anything.
它是一丝妄想心，一丝分别心都没有挂在什么心上，就变成没有衣服了。
Initially, it means not a thread of wandering thought, not a thread of misunderstanding is attached to the mind. That was the initial source of that phrase. But later on, it was used, not a thread is attached to the body.
对，想入灰灰也是一样，对不对？就灰想灰灰想，就是想要进入灰想灰灰想。
And there's another phrase. It's called wanting to enter. It's also four characters. Wanting to enter the state of no thought and no thought. That's also supposedly be related to a Chan state.
其实这个都是心中，就是我们就是无穷尽的功能，我们叫做妙，就妙有那个。你看我们的心，我们的心，你看嘴巴可以讲话啊，然后什么眼睛可以看东西啊，手可以拿，然后可以思考。你看我，你们有没有发觉我们拍电影哈，大部分的主角都是人，因为人的功能最多。
So basically, going back to the text, this wondrous function of the mind—that's what the mind has ability of exhibiting all these various functions. The hand has ability to grasp, the eyes has ability to see, the mind has ability to think. So have you ever made this observation that in movies, when people make movies, oftentimes, most of the time, the main characters are human beings?
你看我们现在要做成一个，会讲话，会骂人，还会走路，还会吃饭，这样的机器人哦，现在听说这个发展了多少都还不来容易啊。现在有人可以跟你聊天啊，现在有可以跟你聊天的机器人啊。可是你问他说你是女的还是男的，他就不知道，他就不会回答了。
And the reason being that human beings are used in the movies is because human beings can exhibit most functions and can do the most number of things. So similarly, these days in robotics, people are trying to come up with robots who's able to become like human. But even to this day and age, it's still very, very difficult. I think they have come up with computers or robots that can have conversation with you. So they can answer your questions and try to carry on the dialogue. But if you ask that robot, are you a man or a woman, then they get stumped.
现在机器人可以什么？可以给你倒水，可以把你接待引到哪里去哦，还可以跟你聊天哦。但是现在要发，就是要发明一个什么，可以这个打垒球的什么投手，现在大概可能不要，可能要几百年以后才能够一个会什么，会什么会等于是可以什么可以参加就棒球比赛的一个机器人，现在我想大概那个应该不容易啊。
So even they are able to come up with machines or robots that can pour out some water, make a cup of tea for you, or clean for you. But I think it will probably take some time, maybe a couple hundred years, before they can come up with a robot that can actually enter major league and become a pitcher, to be a real baseball player in the baseball game. It's probably quite difficult.
也许到了二十年以后，我们这边可能有可能。有一半的人是你不知道他是真人还是假人。
Maybe in some 20, 30 years, there will be half of people in the audience. You wouldn't be able to tell whether they are robots or human beings.
但是不管怎么样，还是人的心的功能是无穷尽的。然后你用这些机器把它弄的话，其实还是什么？还是受限制的。
But no matter what, it is, after all, human beings, the mind of human beings, the functions of our minds are inexhaustible. But if you try to program some robots or computers, the functions they are able to perform, as many as it can be, it will probably still be somewhat limited.
至少就是说机器人做了怎么再香的话，把电池拿掉它就有什么。就没作用了。我们可能十几天没吃饭都还什么，还是可以动、可以看、可以听的啊。
To the least, no matter how wonderful a robot is, if you take out the battery or unplug, the robot will cease to work. But for human beings, we can starve for up to 10 some days, and we can still sustain ourselves.
就是即使你这个身体败坏了，你那个无穷妙的真心都还什么，还是可以显现功能的啊。
Even if our physical body has perished, but the wondrous mind, the mind that has inexhaustible function, it can still manifest and give rise to all sorts of phenomena.
所以我们这个身体还有我们这个心妙不妙？
So isn't our body wondrous, and isn't our mind quite wondrous?
我们非常妙的，结果你把它弄成不妙啊。
So our mind is truly a marvel. It's wondrous. Yet the way that we're using it, we have turned it into something that's not so wonderful.
所以有，他美国他们有在衡量一个人的多少钱啊。人有没有办法用钱去估计
？I think perhaps there is some sort of research or some kind of projects going on that's trying to measure people by monetary units. Can you do so? Can you measure a person based on money, based on how much they're worth?
其实身价多少啊？有时候就是说如果像现在不是马航的什么这个被打下来了嘛，那保险公司就要就两个就是要议价嘛，就赔多少钱嘛，对不对？像大陆可能就是大概两万块几万块就什么就解决了。那在我们的国家不管赔什么赔多少钱，其实都没办法去什么没办法用钱去衡量
For instance, the crashing of Malaysian flight. So currently they are under negotiation of trying to come up with how much compensation to give to the victim's family. And perhaps in China or some other countries, just $20,000 would do, would pass already. But in some other countries, that's not so. So it's currently under negotiation. But no matter how much money you try to compensate the victim's family, it cannot make up for their loss.
应该就是刚才不是讲吗？我们腹有七针，有没有？我们这颗心腹七针，应该就是说全部的那个。事实上，我们就是我们这一颗心含摄什么万象，有没有听过
？So early on we touch upon the phrase as rich as the seven sublime treasures.It's just trying to illustrate that the mind encompasses the ability to give off myriads, thousands, and billions of phenomena.
所以就是说，可能就是不要用这些什么物质去衡量我们这颗真心啊，我们真心含摄万物，物质只是你真心里面的一个什么一个部分功能，而且是含摄什么。还是所有的种种的现象。
So, we cannot measure the true mind by any materialistic units. It's just not possible. Materialistic components are merely one part of the mind. In fact, the mind has the ability to give off all myriads of phenomena that's beyond materialistic measures.
那我们的身体，我们人的身体。含摄万象，那一只蚂蚁有没有含摄万象
？So human mind encompasses all sorts of phenomena, myriads of phenomena. How about an ant, a little ant? Can it encompass all phenomena as well？
你那可能呀。
One answer in the audience: perhaps there are different levels, and 法师 says perhaps.
买买说你知道吗我是佛化现的呢怎么可能有身世
The ant may be then actually muttering to itself saying Do you know I'm actually a Buddha? So how dare you to say that there are different levels of manifestation
有一天你开悟以后你就知道了 看是是你比较珍贵还是所有的心都什么都一样我们叫众生什么平等有没有
Once you become enlightened, then you will then truly be able to answer, are you more precious or actually the mind of all sentient beings are equally precious? We talked about all beings being equal.
应该就是讲说这个人的身人的身体要把我们这个无穷什么奥妙的这些功能把它开发出来可能比那些动物的障碍会什么少一点可是它的那个潜能是一样的
Perhaps we should put it this way that it may be easier for us human beings because our physical body and our endowment it's easier for us to discover our true mind and to manifest all the possible functions of the mindin the process, we encounter less obstacles than ants or other animals. But it is important to remember that the potentials of the minds are always the same.
我们会嫉妒，听说狗也会嫉妒，可能蚂蚁也会嫉妒。
We experience jealousy, and there are stories or cases showing that dogs can also experience jealousy, and perhaps ants can experience jealousy as well.
我们人会什么忧郁，狗也会忧郁，搞蚂蚁也会忧郁。
People have depression, and dogs have depression, and perhaps ants can undergo depression as well.
有一天你们去看看，就是去研究这一些动物是不是它的功能是跟我们什么。一样的啊。
So it's quite a worthy investigation to look into the animals, and you'll realize that the potentials of their mind, the functions of the mind, are the same as human beings.
好，等一下我们的五印 cheese 要去吃饭了，对啊，还是你的心要去吃饭？你就是，你看你要以哪个为标准啊？
Now it's time for the five skanda to go eat. Or you can even say the mind is now going to eat. It depends on your current attainment and your understanding. But you can practice that way.